Some companies are testing robots that help keep shelves stocked and apps that let shoppers ring up items with a smartphone. Or there's the automatic tally that's being used at Amazon Go. The retail workforce is already in flux because of the growth of all this online shopping. Are we now, with the introduction of these technologies, looking at significant job losses to these technologies?
So it's really difficult to say with significant job losses. I think we'll be looking at job transitions, and people's roles in different companies may change. If you think about the self-checkout lanes, that was a big concern of retailers and the workforce, was how much this would shape people's jobs. And what we find is it's had a marginal effect. It really hasn't had that big of effect. If you think of other automation technologies that are out there, say ClickList or some other grocery store's ability to help you shop before you get to the store, where you place your order and they'll go pick out the products for you and deliver it to your car when you show up, that's a way where automation actually has probably led to more jobs needed for someone to go and actually handle that picking of the inventories and delivering it to your car. So in general, there might be some job flux. I'm hoping that it won't be job losses. I'm hoping that we will discover new and special ways to sort of reallocate people.
That reallocation will, of course, require some retraining. There's going to be a cost factor there for somebody.
Correct.
Some of the more traditional retailers are skeptical about whether the sort of automation that's being tried at Amazon Go can work in big, large stores, big box stores. They say the technology may not work or be cost effective outside a store with a small footprint and inventory. What do you think of that?
I think that's a great point. So I don't know if you have looked at what Amazon Go is, but it's basically a little bit bigger than a convenience store. Mm-hmm. So footprint-wise, it's a relatively small store. So all the sensors, all the cameras that are required are somewhat contained. You go to a Lowe's environment or Home Depot or a Kroger or Walmart, it's a much bigger footprint. It means it's going to be much more expensive to try to integrate something like that. So it might be a little bit more cost prohibitive at some of those stores.
In what other ways do you see technology, emerging technology in particular, changing the way a retail store is operated?
I mean, I think one of the most fascinating things is how it will change the customer experience. It's no mystery that the retail industry is suffering from online shopping, and a lot more people seem to be turning to that to make their routine purchases. But the better we make a customer experience, the more they enjoy their time in a store. This might sort of change that trend to some extent. People might enjoy going back in stores, using some of this technology, getting different benefits out of it, and that might help retailers and help this sort of trend change.
And any guess on how long it'll be before we see the Amazon Go type technology becoming mainstream?
I mean, it's really difficult to say. I know that a lot of major retailers have been testing out various different technology for the last 2 or 3 years. Some of the articles I've read seem to point to the early 2020s. A lot of it, I think, will be determined by Amazon and what happens with Whole Foods and what happens with Amazon Go's. If they push it, other retailers are going to push it as well.